Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Sanje shindo mi le biwa Natürlich. Chak kama dhukho chorwa tu jun lanle da nyangle senare pena pena kunchu sonde lo ma tombe tene ani lekha shawa kala jugu yana ani mune chi ma so shiba da namba keje shena namba sanje bi shawa ju ton tan jire la da
so in our everyday life you know day to day's life you know whatever we do you know we try not to forget about the three jewels that you know we have taken refuge in three jewels so we act you know or you know we practice the you know advice of taking refuge in three jewels we try not to forget that and act according with that you know if we do that then you know that is the way how Buddhist practitioner lips
dnyji mazin majewa ina pena pejin ri den jigyo jere ye ngaz number 3 je ba di ime singe de chongro cheba chi jing gon chongro lo gi sim jing gon number dan shuba gi kese de hie gro ala da ale nyanga tu sachi
otherwise you know we might not include it in the follower of Buddha or the Buddhist practitioner because you know one is a follower of Buddha Buddhist or not it solely depend on the taking refuge in three jewels and live accord with the you know advice of the refuge
dunjuyi kunchul song la tepa yebi tone nyangle jin jongye de da jidang ni so so gi ji da jin de jin nyangle je ba ni de xi ju pe me ge be kha kha re la
so if we do that and live accord with that then you know it really you know it really helps to train our mind or to transform our mind otherwise you know we forget about the three jewels and you know we did you know some virtuous deed but you know it might not that beneficial like before
peje chondro ye mazin bi mata ba tong ye de men mi sima de kisi ye bi on de ton na ni ga ye mata ba tong de ye na ya me kro ye ni gi che ba shi ye de ni kon shu le de pa ye ni gi me de gi sen shi de de jin ra ga ma le la
so it is not sure that you know whether there is a person who don't take refuge in three jewel and had obtain the realization of impermanence you know and if there is you know then you know taking refuge in three jewel who realize the you know emptiness and not taking refuge in three jewel and realization of emptiness they are you know realization are same but you know that you know that that benefit to you know to that person you know is different you know one is more you know tamed and one is more you know peaceful calm you know then the other one who has not taken refuge in three jewels.
Tanda dusane hana bena ngaje ta ani thado gi jula ndo ye kha yare sa.
Not only that, but you know, on the top of that, you know, that other person who realize you know, emptiness, who realize impermanence, but you know, not taking refuge in three jewels, that person might you know, might generate some kind of, you know, arrogance and some kind of pride because of that realization.
Kanje depa da dumba da zunri sing de sin yondo chi yoso ne chuno ma so ne jambu shi wi chi man ro gre sa la.
So in any way, we one has you know, faith in three jewel and admiration toward the three jewel and willingness to practice the you know, advice of the refuge, you know, that person's, you know, actions of three door will be really smooth, and it also suit the other people's.
Mazo te staji cha da la da pe na chi tombo ngi ne ko cho le chi gabo da twa na da bo chi le bi di je la samba chi da da khatu samba chi da ni gi rani gi samba la chwa ka le gu te te taji cha da la da.
So these things, you know, if we examine ourselves, you know, we can experience, you know, like if we examine that by ourselves, first, you know, we generate faith and admiration and refuge in three jewels, then after that, at that kind of attitude, you examine your, you know, your experience, and you know, without doing that, you know, the, you know, usual, you know, our minds and behaviors, if you examine this too, then you know, we can able to identify the differences in that.
Then you know, so you choose your side, and then the raw day and could be the chi, and then also Tondi Solici, Nam Quaje, Tandiji Loris on the Dumba Nayi, Laman Hansu in Dindela.
Therefore, you know, we gather here today, and you know, if we look this place as this kind of, you know, ordinary place, you know, we should not look like that, but we should, you know, we should think this place like we did the, you know, lineage gurus, you know, supplication recitation, like that, you know, not a ordinary like this kind of place, but we think that this is the abode of, you know, the lineage of the Lamrim masters, and all the Lamrim masters, are present in front of us, and in front of them, we are listening to the teaching and explaining to the teaching. You know, if we think like that, then our behavior of our three doer would be little better and little mindful.
Da chiron na ji shenga la ni chiron na ji lando la ji dan ju ba ji na nga te na gi ji ju yin ni ju ni ba shen ja la do so na ho ji ni te ping ha ni ma se te su ji de ge na
so so think according like that and and think that the lineage guru are our role models, and we will follow their footsteps as they practice and obtain their realization. I will also try to do the same, like the lineage masters. We visualize or think like that, and to generate a faith to three jewels, we meditate briefly here.
ᱱᱩᱜᱤ ᱠᱤᱱᱚ ᱪᱷᱤᱵᱟ ᱪᱮᱱᱡᱚ ᱢᱟᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱱᱥᱮᱱ ᱵᱟᱥᱮ ᱦᱤᱪᱷᱮᱱᱮ ᱱᱤ ᱥᱚᱱᱡᱚ ᱞᱚᱱᱡᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱵᱟᱥᱮ ᱜᱮ ᱫᱮᱨᱮᱥ
ᱚᱠᱮ ᱥᱚ ᱣᱤᱛᱷ ᱫᱤᱥ ᱜᱨᱮᱴ ᱢᱟᱭᱤᱱᱰ ᱜᱨᱮᱴ ᱛᱷᱚᱴ ᱣᱟᱴ ᱣᱤ ᱟᱨ ᱜᱚᱱᱟ ᱰᱩ ᱤᱥ ᱮᱠᱥᱯᱞᱮᱱ ᱮᱱᱰ ᱞᱤᱥᱮᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱴᱤᱪᱤᱝ ᱠᱚᱞᱰ ᱞᱟᱢᱨᱮᱢ And also, this is the guidebook for you or for us to reach
Buddhahood.
So we feel, this is like a far away that, difficult to reach. Don't we feel like that? So this Lamrim, teaching, categorized in four chapters. First is the, greatness of the author. Second is the greatness of the instruction or the teaching.
So
the greatness of the teaching, as Lama Tsongkhapa has said, that, you know, these stages of the path to enlightenment, it categorized in, you know, the path categorized in three: the beginner, intermediate, and the advanced.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if intelligence person, when sees this, there will be no intellectual who really admire and appreciate this kind of instruction. So, what is insufficient to us? Because, you know, how much we try to listen, try to teach, but, you know, there is no any transformation or changes happening in our, in our mind. So this is how this teaching is so great. So the third is, how one explain, how one listen to the teaching, that is in third chapter. So the fourth is the actual instruction how to lead one from the beginner's path to Buddhahood or to enlightenment. So this, in the fourth chapter, the most important is, there is two, first is to rely on a, guru unmistaken.
Tī yī tēnā nīpō līmī shikō wātā nīpō chitā līmī tsī nīñī chī. Jitni shima tenyi jilwa chepa nan jitni shima deyi tau ten pa hans. Yang tongpola ni jitni de rindu mene wan chiwa ji sa chen pa ton jitni shima chitan jiwa nruwa ni ji dedu san pa hans. Nga su tanda sa ji jitni kasa shima chitan jiwa nruwa ni ji dedu san pa hans. Yindi thay duyar lada.
So we are on the, the second chapter, that is reflecting on our future lives.
Tigi shudu de chewe de ni jite shima rohani gi de tu sa na ngaso le kare ko gopa yore ngaso ite kare chena sang go rsa lawa ina la.
So reflecting on our future life, why we need to do that? By doing that, what kind of benefit we will gain?
Ngaso
So for that question, the answer is, sooner or later, we all will die. So when we die, it is not like the lamp, that exhaust, not like that, but when we die, we leave this body, but our consciousness travel to the next life.
jiwa lensa ten rowa tali nyi ma do me wa sa dendro singi chi na ngendro singi chi.
So then, you know, we need to get a, you know, rebirth. The rebirth, either we take rebirth in lower existence or the, you know, higher existence. There's only two existence.
Tenyi kaan rondo te soso ki doba yiro chena da ko dunghe sang gaya sike me du tenya rao me waas.
So, you know, so we, if there is a choice, you know, where we will be reborn, then, you know, then, you know, there's other thing. But, you know, we don't have a choice, you know. We, how much we hope to be born in, you know, higher existence, but, you know, we might born in the lowest existence, so, you know, we don't have a choice.
Tā rāho mē nā shū jīngwā tā rōgō rā sā nā lē jī jīngwā tā rōgō rā. Lē jī jīngwā tā rōgō yīn zā nā lē duwa jī jēsō nā nī nyāwā sā ngī tī kī dōngi yu nā ngā sū jōsā mā rē sā nā yīnī dē lā tē nā ngōnggō chē nā. Ngōnggō chē bī tuyān tā lā yīnī dōngi tī shē kōgō rā sā.
So if we don't have a choice, then you know who is influencing our, you know, our next life. Our next life will be, you know, powered by our karma, positive karma or negative karma, along with you know, the mental defilements. So you know, so we don't have a choice, we need to follow that. So you know, that is why, you know, we need to reflect on our future life at this time.
Chidangni ko chunyi rwa la da, chun tani, chun di sene yente dhuguwe di, chidangni ko nrotong rwa la da.
So that is why, you know, we learn, you know, from our mistake. Or, you know, from our, you know, bad result. So like that, you know, we need to... we need to, you know, correct our behaviors. So we will go by reading. So we are in 162, contemplating the suffering of hell denizens.
Tomba ne yonso ne se derane de sare. Tomba yonso ne ni sinje nyo penche se de doa.
Ah.
Onde de derane de sare. Sachi tene se ngi da.
So we will go through 163, contemplating the suffering of great hell of living beings. The level of yogis deed says there are eight great hells. First is reviving hell. We will go to Yangtze Risha.
Oh, yeah. If you say that, what do you say? You say that you have a lot of people. You say that you have a lot of people. You say that you have a lot of people. You say that you have a lot of people.
So this is this talk about the formation of the place of the hell where they are. So whatever mentioned in the, you know, Buddhist literature, the center is Bodh Gaya, and beneath the Bodh Gaya, there we call it Pakse. Pakse is maybe like a mile. So, you know, Pakse Khazula Yarsakush.
Sunchu Nindong.
32,000 miles beneath the Bodh Gaya, the first hell we will reach is a reviving hell.
Chidang Nen Tendri, Inaya, Nyawa Seyete Tendri Yizuchin Ye,
So this mentioned in the Buddhist literature, but you know, but it is not like, you know, how we live, you know, but there is a sense of like this in that kind of place.
Kesi tindi chiyo sona nyewa ye chongche dang nyewa ye lenke de su ni kuro ye leche wo ye chugu se de da de deg maro la da me jen da ji tong chen chiyo na.
So if we can see by our naked eye, then you know all those hell beings and the hell herders or whatever, you know, those are nyawa ge lekhen da nyawa khona zo lege wong ki go
se da lege wong ge chi wa ge nyawa ge lenke khol du bo tong ge da khro ge chi chi cha se ne to se to sa ge yu jong de de da ma su me yin da chi ge thong ge long xue chi chi na ku lege wong ge mu tu su zhu se la sa ra ge ma ro wa se dai.
So, you know, if we could see with our naked eye, you know, then we cannot able to, you know, clarify or able to explain that, you know, those, all those in the hell realm are, you know, come into existence because of karma and the delusions.
Dela mizhen da ye ne mi ge thong da on ju ye kwa sa me ye sa wo rin ba go ye no lo la ne tin ko na bo na na go na cha chi zo ne din no le jin chin tin ri ra wo me be chin de de jin thol me khe ba re sa je thol khe ba ye na ne pa ka lo chi ka lo ne le ke sa na da chin da de jian na ne ko chin ji ye chi zo so na gan zhe ya bo ye ma zhe zeng mu zhen zeng mu zhen na ka ji tin zhe lo duo ka yi. Nyewa singe de anjo gi thue da da mi gi thoe menge gi na go na je chin zo ye de sanje thol ma sanje sen na ka ji thol ma ke ba je res.
So this, you know, hells and the, you know, inhabitant in the hell and the, you know, the guards and the herders, whatever we called, those, if those are made by somebody, you know, created by somebody, then, you know, if those are not, you know, not happen because of our, you know, karma and delusion, if those are created by, you know, like Buddha, then, you know, Buddha would be not that skillful, because, you know, hell is set in a, you know, really dark, beneath the earth, far away, there's like a dungeon, iron, you know, cage, something like that, you know, if that was created by somebody, then, you know, Buddha would be not considered a skillful teacher. You know, we shouldn't think like that, but, you know, this all are because of our, you know, karma and the delusion. When our karma and the delusions exhaust, you know, whatever in the hell will be, you know, disappear.
Bien de doji ne pas cette ne ji sa wo de la zhong xian de ji chang de ne ne ji bo jie ne dou ge shen nan da wu qie qiu ru wa sa.
So if you know really, you know, this kind of thing you know, created by somebody and is there, you know, suffering like that, then, you know, we can bomb the hell, you know, and destroy it, you know, so we can able to do like that, but, you know, that is not the case.
Ko nenga ro de karasen kan yi ba de rang yi le yong ge tu de rang yi tu ma ma yi ba long she je chi ma do de le jin be ka sa ge long she je chi ngun ji je yo ma la de che da nya wa sen yi
So those whatever is going through in that kind of different, you know, like mentioned here, different sufferings, those are all because of our, that individual's, you know, karma and the delusion. Other than that, you know, nobody, you know, nobody did this for you or for that individual.
Pena nga soki dedu nyoye de mejenda chi robo chene dedu nyoye mendo asala.
So like, you know, how we suffer, how we, you know, how we enjoy pleasure, you know, all these are also because of our karma.
Ta dombo yang se ne, ta ma lo xe yin ko. Sengje de da pin sin du ne le ji wong gen jung yu, chun chan na so na rin ji jung wang nang, nang je se, ji le ji nung ba xe to se.
Read the text, there are eight great hells, the reviving hell. The first lies 32,000 leagues beneath us. The other seven are situated every 4,000 leagues beneath that. The living being of the reviving hell assemble and hack each other with various weapons that appears one by one through the force of karma until they swoon and fell to the ground.
Tene je de salan je ba tan nangane chena yang so ji ji je dan jong ngo.
Then a voice from the sky commands, revive.
Tene ya lang de nga da nga da nu ba she be dong ne pa de me ba nyo jo ro sa tan.
And they rise up again, hack each other as before, and experience measureless suffering. So this reviving hells, you know, there's nobody, just themselves in that place, and because of their karma and the delusion, you know, without any reason, they get kind of angry and they fight each other without any reasons, and they have got a lot of different scary weapons, and you know, everybody killed, you know, everybody killed each other. They die all together. And then, you know, all of a sudden from the sky, you know, there is a voice, command will come and revive. And immediately they revive again. And they do the same thing, you know, till their, you know, karma is exhausted. Or purified, then you know everything will be, you know, kind of disappear at the same time. So this is the, you know, least suffering hell among the eight hot hell.
Sinje de da jewa na ne jewa na se nie su no ji zu ji su ji dang cha se wa no ba na su de me ti na bu ja ne se ti ji da da ba de da chun ji xie ji ju ba xi bi dong ne nyong an jo ro se de da dong ti na se.
So the second is black line hell. In the black line hell, the hell guardians use black lines to mark the body of the living beings born there into quarters, eights, and many other smaller divisions. The being experiences the pain of being split and chopped along those lines with weapons.
kina se de ni zubo gi sho je da su de kangal ti ja ne ni ti de chen sha yin jo sha ba na yi gi de me ro ra la yang dong ge zuo yue ba de dan dan ga zu zubo shen bo ye ba na yi yang ko ro yi de ma ta de yang zubo chang so cha ne ga ji den ri je ne yang le ma zo ba de de re sa la
so is easy to understand that you know they put the line on your body you know and cut it into different pieces and all those pieces piece you know they have their you know sufferings by individual pieces there's a lot of suffering and you know when they die of that you know pain then again they all come together and revive and then you know they do the same thing again you know until you know that being's karma is exhausted
ngajon jewa shimon ro mo gko daga se dung lo jiro wasla
so for us you know we don't go through this kind of you know hell so you know for us it seems like some kind of strange you know fiction or a history story
chosen al karichena sala lama so asala
la
mazo jo shimon rogo marisen chosen gas nga chosen gal karichena sa logo na ude jide da lama
so
kanga din so yo sara was
so Rinpoche said that we don't have to go through this kind of hell you know but you guys didn't say why not so maybe you guys have a full confidence
ta denjon ne sa ta somba denjon senje denang se ji den de shi so bi che se ni so no ji ja ji je ja yi dong ba ta bi ni ji pa de chang wa xie do se de ne de ma ta de je de ni ji ci de yi ce ne guo tang ji ne cha ge long ro dun ba wo se ro dun ba wo se
so we read the text when the living this is the third one when the living being in the crushing hell gather and congregate the hell guardians heard them all between two iron mountains shaped like goat's heads and then squeeze them between the mountains causing streams of blood to gush from all their orifices
tejen de jeje da lu dan ta dan lombo chen de singe ta ge domba ta bu chang si ba she do sa yon de ba na cha ji chun ko chen bu nan de ju ne bi shi ji ba chen de ci ci ro sa de ne yon de ba na de ne cha ji pa bun chen bu lu ne cha ji sa ji la jue ba dan je ba dan dong wa dan nyue wa she do sa de da ge chen yang cha ge long zhou dun bo bo shi
yi ting na ge zhe shi guo ra ta da
na ding zhong ding zhong ding zhong ne shi le ma zhen ting na zhou shuang ting na de shi men duo
so we read the text again they are also pressed between sheep headed horse headed elephant headed lion headed and tiger headed mountains when they gather together again they are inserted into a great iron machine and pressed like sugarcane then they resemble on an iron surface where great iron boulders are hurled upon them cutting splitting smashing and flattening them against causing torrents of blood to gush forth.
Ti keje kar si gor sene ching ho ge si gor la da. Ching ho no la. Den de je ge re da. Che ro chen de den ge ma ji ma do.
So this kind of you know all this explanation instruction is like in a prison, you know. When you break the law then you know when you feel guilty then you got you know those punishments so you know same like that you know, that kind of punishment, like you know, you break the law.
Na ngombe ne sinje de da ne chu shi cha ji kong bi no de ju ba xie do shu ba da me kin dun ba ye se ba xie do sir da ji ba.
So this is the fourth howling hell. In the howling hell, the living beings who search for a home are herded into an iron house and by blazing fires and conflagrations.
Tangumbe chenpo ne se mama dan jawa le se chepa de cha khang ni re de yo do sa.
Now is a great howling hell. The great howling hell is similar to this, except that the beings are inside two iron houses, one within the other.
So
now is a hot hell. In the hot hell, the hell guardians throw the living beings into a hot, blazing iron kettles, many leagues across the boil, and boil them, deep frying them like fish. Then they impale them through their anuses with blazing iron skewers, which emerge through the crowns of their head. Blazing flames leap forth from their mouth, eye, noses, ears, and from all part of their pores. Then they are placed either on their back or face down on a blazing iron surface, where they are pounded flat with a hot blazing iron hammer. Now is the seventh hell, extremely hot hell. The guardians force iron tridents into their victims' anuses, the left and the right prong coming out at their shoulders, and the center prong at the crown of their head, causing blazing flames to shoot out from their mouth and other orifices. Their body are cut in a hot blazing iron press. They are thrown head first into a great blazing iron kettles full of boiling waters and boiled, floating up, down, and all around until their skin, flesh, and blood are destroyed and only their skeleton remain. Thereupon the guardian fished them out, spread them on the iron surface where their skin, flesh and blood regenerate, and then throw them back to the kettle. The remaining torments are similar to those of the hot hell. These are, you know, easy to understand.
Then I mean as a table go na mean as jeba de sha sho ne sa ji pa ci ja ta de ma ye ba kyun de ba shin che ba le men ba yi shu won de de sen chen de da ge pa ba da sha da ju ba da ju ba na ren ji xin ne gang la tu ba xie de ma mi ni bo jin de lü tong chi me jin ba ye chao ban du go shu jin sun yang de dan zha de shu xin ne wu wan dian zha dian dian zhe be se dong yin yong ba ma chi ba nyang ta bi ge jin bi sen jin de xie ba zang mo sa yang jia ji xin xin min a de de mo de ba de lo de tong.
Read the text, the last hot hell. In the unrelenting hell, the ground blazes for many hundred of leagues from the east. As this blaze increases, it assumes the force of a conflagration. It then gradually incinerates the skin, flesh, intestines and bones of the living beings, penetrating all the way to their marrows. The beings' entire bodies are engulfed in blazing flames, as if they are the wick of butter lamp.
Yang cha ji shi min no de cha ji da ma ro dun ba wa da as chu dun ju go cha dun ju go cha ji sa ji cha ji jin chi ri ᱡᱟᱨᱪᱮᱢᱵᱚᱭᱥᱟ
We read the text. The same thing occurs from the other three directions. Then the fire arrives from all four directions. They combine and the being experiences uninterrupted suffering. You know them to be living beings only by the piteous wails they emit. On other occasion, they are placed into blazing iron amber in an iron winnowing baskets, and the basket is shaken violently. On the other occasion, they are forced to climb up great iron mountains, then fell down from them onto an iron surface. On the other occasion, their tongues are pulled out of their mouth and stretched out with 100 iron pegs like ox hides, until they have no wrinkle or ridges.
Ngeti paru de ta sa ji ko so da sa sa ma ne ja shu je de nye wa de pa sa ma ja na so
so. So we break here, maybe we not gonna finish
an le tes ma lo wi na ma so so ji pa ta ma ro sha ki tum bo.
So we will read until we come to in a certain place.
Lama Jin the road to tower, Haman the road to tower, Jen was. The dot never rabbits are inches, Jen, never mumble, not so, but no, yet is. Jizan may be nechi tse yang dunghe teda ne sayi nguje ne cheta sunba je ta cheba osa.
We read, at the other time they are laid out on their back on the iron surface and their mouth are peered open with iron tongues, while blazing lump of iron and boiling copper are forced in until their mouths, esophage and intestine are burned and the residue flow out below. The other torments are like those of the extremely hot hell. This is only a rough description of the torment, but there are many other as well. I have written about the location and the service of this hell exactly as they are explained in the label of yogic deed. So if we think, you know, do we think that, you know, that kind of, you know, what described here is possible or not? What do we think? So if we, you know, we agree or we convince of the you know, consequences of the negative and positive karma, then, you know, we also need to agree that, you know, the happiness and the suffering are the, you know, consequences of positive and negative karma. So the karma is so powerful that in certain time in Tibet there is a one, you know, Vajra Bhairava or Yamantakas, you know, yogi. So, and you know, he also have a vision of Yamantaka now and then. So he has that kind of, you know, what we say that, you know, realization and kind of, you know, arrogance. So he unconsciously he misuse the, you know, the Sangha members, you know, Sangha members' possessions or the money.
And the court one, you don't use Bena Dojin Jiji, you so change Yadachi Jawalendo.
So after that yogi die, you know, he reborn as a spirit, you know, exactly like Yamantaka.
Tendrila Kuye, Jo and Jessa Yin, Titendrila, any Lobeji, the Kuye, Lomaji,
and you know, that spirit, you know, looked like Yamantaka, where he lived, Nearby is you know is a house of his disciple, one of his disciple, and one of his you know master.
Lama di kadiyo ne tomato ne tomati chie ne yeda di tomati kadiyo ne saguyo ndo.
And that master always, you know, give a torma charity for the spirits. And when he, you know, give the charity, that, you know, spirit always come and, you know, eat the torma.
Nima jin lama sacha jenda lupe ne, ni torma chenge me che ne, ni ko goda yundu wa.
And one time the lama need to go some place, and at that time, you know, nobody is giving the torma to that spirit, and he is waiting for the torma, and you know, and nobody is coming to give. So then he came to beg for the torma.
Ani chu xie ku pyo duwa, chu pyo gu maari maa xie sala duwa. Ani chu si yin san ku kye jo duwa, nga ani lomba di no la, ani chuto kye ra chenpo chiyo ba chu konyu wa ya sala duwa. Konyu san nga ti chi wa yin sala duwa.
And he came to beg for the torma, and you know, the disciple happened to be there, and you know, when he saw that spirit coming to the house to beg torma, he was so, you know, terrified, and he tried to run. And the spirit said, you know, you don't need to be scared, you know. Do you heard of a great yogi in this place, such and such time, you know? He said, yes. If you heard of that, then, you know, I am the, you know, I am that yogi in my previous life, and because of whatever, you know, explained before, because of that, he reborn as that spirit.
Lende de zuo zumbi tonne mandoa ina. Ji tumo y segur kanje, kayena tumo yungudu se kanje, ji tumbi yungudu tene yuala yichiche jin mandoa.
So, you know, we need to be really, you know, mindful about the, you know, karma. Because karma is so powerful, that, you know, we should not be neglect even a small, you know, a tiny karma, you know. It really, you know, karma is so, you know, profound and powerful. So, you know, there are a lot of, you know, stories about like that, you know, that, you know, even, you know, kind of common, you know, yogis who obtain a degree of realizations, and, you know, like that, if they neglect karma, you know, their realization cannot able to purify the karma.
Then the catch is you the lele jembi ki tab misi maybe so ni jiro ala da jenda ro sa.
So if we really think you know carefully, then you know we will know that you know the method is only karma. There is no other method than, you know, karma.
tindrigi le de rani ki sa ne ma de jenda ki sa ne rani la phen ba sing de ja cha chen de shi de nyu nyu ro la
and also that kind of karma you know should be accumulated by individual by ourselves you know somebody create a karma that benefit you know you is very very rare
tindri ji rani ki sa ma gu gi ye thap jhen ji la de ne rani ji ro ye ji na ani sanje nga so gare chen lo tong ba re sene sanje la ngune ngo so yu shi chu gro la
so if we don't have to accumulate karma by ourselves you know if somebody created karma and that benefit us then you know we can you know we then we can criticize Buddha that you know Buddha is so compassionless we can say that
pena chosona debare na so pena pepa no lo la chaka ma ji lama za chen bo de tu gue de ge chen bo shu re se ne jin yong yin ne dang de cha no la da zi ge re sa la
So generally in Tibetan communities, you know, before the people pass away in their death bed, you know, they always try to invite, lamas there.
Tenga gongxin robo da tepa chikoy kyesha me shite ra susugi tachi chi cheda la na le.
So why this kind of things is important and necessary, you know, we need to examine, you know, forget about the faith and, you know, all those things first. You know, first merely examine that, you know, is at that critical time, you know, the lamas, invite in their deathbed is what kind of beneficial it will bring you know we need to investigate
menzo ye jönje tene che da halo jite sheba ba khele ba da cheba mundu sene jönje jenge yore sa
so for this kind of a tradition Tibetan tradition some people criticize that you know you know they don't you know they don't accumulate karma but you know at the end they invite you know high lamas in their deathbed you know it makes no sense it is like you know like believing in a creator that kind of criticism you know some people do
yo june pen to menge jere wa sa na de isa ma re sa na
so you know so some people criticize like that you know and you know when in our deathbed if the high lama come you know there's no any beneficial at all to bring the lamas in our deathbed you know or not you know we need to see we need to check
mone chuka ma tan re na ko gesen dat re ne tujin te sen yang le yang na chi gesen dat re na chi khama ye chen ba se to ne ni gei sen yang ne jwa shi ma ro da ngone yong chu ro la
so it you know it it really depends on the individual you know if that individual has a you know practice imprint in their mind stream then you know at the you know at their deathbed you know when the high lamas come and you know and you know they explain the you know process of dying and you know what to think and what to visualize and all those things, then, you know, if you are familiar with those things, then you are imprint, you know, activate at the, through that, you know, guidance, and, you know, you die with a positive, you know, thoughts, and your next life will be, you know, because of that positive thought, you are one next life, you know, this next life would be reborn in a, you know, higher existence.
Ta chu ta de phe ge ma re sa na ta ta de ge ni se kan je ko de ge dang ga yo ji cho ga no dang ga de ro yo ro wa sa na da.
And after death, you know, people do a lot of those things, you know, whether it benefit or not, you know, it also, you know, we need to check. So there are a lot of, you know, sutras, you know, instructions explain that they will help that death person.
And
also there are, you know, many lamas who give this kind of instructions, you know, explain the benefits in the for the dying person and the dead person and so on.
Gonzo pe yo logi de no lo la lama chi chi ye chi po pa na ta ta ko re se ro da ani phu bo be de chu wo de ko ne ge ka ka ye ha mo go je ne phu bo cha pa ga de de se de lo logi he do la de ba yin de shi.
And in Tibet also Rinpoche heard that some, you know, high lamas, you know, they really, you know, do the forward practice, and, you know, they transfer, you know, their consciousness direct to the Pure Land. And sometimes, you know, some people carry by the river, and the river frozen, and, you know, they ask the lama to do the forward, and lama, you know, lama, what do you say, pull out the dead body from the underneath to the surface of the eyes, and do the consciousness transfer to the, you know, higher existence. Like that, you know, Rinpoche heard, but, you know, Rinpoche don't know it's true or not.
Mithi chonsu se di ngunzi kari chekoro, nashi shulu pene chonsu se ngunzi chekoro wala da. Lame pumbi di no la tata kuwa ye, nashi sabachi shulu la paya chi chiyo na, pumbi no lo la nashi tanda naona deyo re, deja na yang nyinga chenpoa chakoro wala da.
So this need to be checked, you know, if the, you know, somebody did the foa and people is not dead, you know, the consciousness is still there, he is not dead, then he transfer the consciousness, then it is like killing a person. So, and if the person is dead, then, you know, consciousness transfer, you know, and there are a kind of, you know, we need to check, kind of, there are kind of arguments.
Nāngshī shūlū pū tsāngī yī jī rō rō chāng jī lā pō pā nā tātā kō nā kō shūlū tēyā sā chā yā sā lā dā, kā jī tēyā nā yāng sā dā rā wā lā dā mā dō.
So, and also, you know, if the person is already dead, then, you know, his body and his consciousness are parted already. So, you know, how can you do a pō, you know, his already, consciousness already left the house. So, you know, for these things, you know, if Rinpoche heard that some people does like that, you know, it is kind of some kind of, what do you say, amazing or surprise or I don't know.
Te chidang da rodong da tani samare ko na shi shu lo phitsa na la ta na shi pa do na ka cha de na pu mo ni ba la chi nga zo na gu ju se ko pu mo ni ba la chi mi ba chi ne shu ji ne ni pho ba yi na ma mi ro la da ni ko cho ke ro to cha na shi ni ga cha bo ro wa gi.
So what Rinpoche think is in reality what they do is people is dead, you know, consciousness and the body is already parted, you know. Then what the Lama does is, you know, the consciousness is wandering, you know, wandering out from the, you know, old body, and the consciousness try to come back and enter the, you know, old body. So, you know, that is how the Lama, you know, hook back the, you know, consciousness. And then, you know, do the, you know, pua or the consciousness transference practice.
Chidha mianga tundu yana rangi yana pua pa yada sa na kaje tundu duwa chidha pua ngada chidha puti da tundu misi shuma nyu sa lada.
So the individual also can practice the foa, and you know they do foa themselves. You know they transfer their own consciousness, you know, to a, you know, to a, you know, higher place, a better place. So you know there are a lot of different instructions. So Rinpoche is, you know, not good at those things, so, and also Rinpoche didn't receive any, you know, instructions or the, you know, teachings of Foa, so, you know, he don't know much about it. So Rinpoche is not criticizing the Foa, but, you know, what Rinpoche thing is when he die, you know, he don't have any hope that, you know, if, you know, High Lama can, if High Lama come to his deathbed and, you know, help him to transfer his consciousness. He don't have hope for that kind of things.
Yang ku duja na piki ki duja te da lama ni bote kanje leje jo da yang koron la chi pe ka de gi duja te ri na yang ko da ma chi ba chi la te na yang ka tu te nu ro ye je ro asa la.
And remember, you think it is not impossible either, cause you know the lama and you know the dead that person might have a unique, you know, connection and unique karmic connections. So if that kind of things, you know, in very rare, you know, but if that kind of things happen, assemble, you know, then, you know, there might be, you know, that kind of poor might be effective.
Benar. nga so se ne ren pe na nga la ce wa sang je le nga le ce wa chi ji kong sa chi jin ni ye ma de la da de ji nga la thau de de ji ma do de le la ji ro sa me ba ji so de ko mu ne de ji yin go go le ma do ju me ba ji le de bu cha yin ne ka yo ro.
So the logic here is that, you know, there is no other person who is more compassionate than Buddha to Rinpoche or to us. So, you know, if, you know, that compassionate Buddha, you know, you know, help is limited, you know, like, you know, you know, the instructions, Then, you know, it is kind of make no sense to rely on somebody other than Buddha to, you know, for that kind of thing.
Pena nga so ye pena ta gilu chu ndi yue na ka je lo so chu su ta la so ju yi ko phone ye da nga ye se gre ta la ti mo lo jang ko de ro yu to ne ni sha chu se de to ma ni ye la yu go ro si ji ma do ju ni yo ma re sa la da.
So there are some who believe that, you know, if you do a, you know, a 3 year you know, intensive, you know, retreat, then, you know, you can able to obtain the state of Vajradhara, you know. But, you know, what that meant is not just doing a retreat 3 years is not sufficient. First, the practitioner mind must be, you know, must be mature by the, you know, common and uncommon path of these three stages of the path, and at the end, you know, the awakened mind, the bodhicitta, and as well as you know, certain degree of, you know, realization on the nature of emptiness, then, you know, that is the foundation or the basis on that. If one, you know, do a 3 year retreat, then, you know, it might benefit and bring, you know, any kind of, you know, realizations. Other than that, just merely doing a 3 year retreat,
won't help much.
So otherwise, you know, without a, you know, cause, one is expecting a result, you know, something, it might be something like that. So, you know, if you have those things, you know, the basic, you know, foundation, then, you know, there is a possibility. Like, you know, if you have the, you know, the capital, then you can spend. Otherwise, if you don't, then what are you going to spend?
Chuzo yi kar ne chuzi je de chuan so ye le la do ko bu jin de xie mi do ka le ko bu jin xie kar ne de ge ye zhe la.
So maybe you guys think that Rinpoche always talk about the, you know, hardship of the practice, not the easier way of the practice. So maybe you guys getting bored.
Ye chuzo ga bu yin bi de da la ge mo shi bi de da la che xie ge me wa sa ga zu mo ba ne ka le ka mo ge bi de da la jin de xie wo ro wa.
So what Rinpoche, you know, try to teach or explain is, you know, just not to, you know, not to pass the time. Everybody come here and just make some, you know, make like entertain you, making some, you know, make you happy, and, you know, try not to make you bore, and not like that, but, you know, we all gather together, and from Rinpoche's side, from our side, you know, try to benefit something for our, you know, for our path to, you know, next life. So we stop here, and if you have questions, we can do maybe one question here.
This is related to preparatory practices before the meditation session. Pabongka Rinpoche Liberation, in the palm of your hand, it says that as you're sweeping out your meditation space, you can place four stones outside your door, or a single stone, and they're supposed to represent the protectors. Is that something that Rinpoche would advise that one could do?
Ta khogi labdi zamba da lamrim namdur la changi bola ane de duas ane te ju phabon khage sombar ane cham de du zamba ane cham do ke ane cham do de ane jajin shido de gomne ane jin sam theni in this shigore la ge duas ane kusho ge the pejati duya ane the destiny gumna digi orves
the pejati di da mrs gogomare ko samba ka yi ro ka je pe ka le le ro la da son je di khan lo mi pa ja se mi pa sho lo mi bi ta da la son da ja go ko mi pa ma yi bi ta da la zhong ye ja go se la da ta
so in the teaching, you know, it is not required. But, you know, when you do the retreat, you know, or, you know, kind of, you know, in the retreat, you do that. Because, you know, it is the guardians that, you know, protectors that, you know, it helped from you know from distraction of your mind. So they are like a spy or you know whatever to guard your mind.
Tak yaboshi ne duboshi ne mashi na ngaro chewa shima ka to se ngaro langa du ten ani ji le ka na gi je se da wa de ja cha ja re shanga ti ji la do ne ngo ne ga la ma no wa chi ne do ne ngaro ha to ba de ji che gi ni da ne je tu ba da shin ji lo ti je ne ni ta yi bi san je ta je do ne ni san je ji go bo se di yo re sha je gi ni je tu wa ji sho wa do le ji go wa ja ko sa la da
so now we do the dedication and you know we think that you know whatever good or bad everything is depend on karma, so you know, so we have to accumulate the karma, you know, according to, you know, our wants. So you know, we want happiness, so we try to accumulate, positive karma, and through that, you know, eventually, we may obtain the Buddhahood and for the sake of all sentient beings, so we dedicate like that.
Tenbe jinpo shen to se je jo.
Thank you.